StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots summary and review of Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing by Matthew Perry.
Life gets busy. Has Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have Matthew Perry's book, get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app to learn the juicy details.
Introduction.
In his candid and moving memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, actor Matthew Perry shares his personal and often harrowing journey with addiction and recovery. With raw honesty and humor, Perry chronicles his life from childhood to fame, with a focus on the demons that plagued him along the way. Perry's story is one of both privilege and pain. Born into a wealthy family and blessed with talent and charisma, he achieved overnight success on the hit sitcom Friends. Yet behind the scenes, Perry struggled with a deep-seated addiction that threatened to destroy his life. In Friends, Lovers, and The Big Terrible Thing, Perry pulls back the curtain on his addiction, offering a unique and insightful perspective on this complex disease. He writes with brutal honesty about the highs and lows of addiction, the devastating impact it had on his relationships and career, and the arduous process of recovery. Perry's memoir is more than just a story of addiction and recovery. It is also a story of hope and resilience. Perry's honesty and openness are both admirable and inspiring. He offers readers a rare glimpse into the mind of an addict, and he provides valuable insights into the importance of community, the power of forgiveness, and the possibility of redemption. "I'm not the biggest fan of confrontation. I ask a lot of questions, just not out loud." Matthew Perry.
About Matthew Perry.
Matthew Langford Perry, August 19, 1969, October 28, 2023, was an award-winning actor, writer, and producer. He was best known for his role as Chandler Bing in the sitcom Friends, which aired from 1994 to 2004. Perry had also starred in numerous other films and television shows, including The Odd Couple, Go On, and Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. In addition to his acting career, Perry was a vocal advocate for mental health awareness and addiction recovery. He spoke openly about his own struggles with addiction and helped to raise millions of dollars for addiction treatment and research. Perry's memoir is his latest contribution to the fight against addiction. Perry's advocacy for mental health awareness and addiction recovery is deeply personal. He understood firsthand the devastating impact that addiction can have on individuals, families, and communities. Perry's story is a powerful reminder that addiction does not discriminate, and that it is possible to overcome even the most difficult challenges.
Story Shot 1. Addiction is a disease, not a choice.
Addiction is a complex brain disorder that affects how a person behaves, feels, and thinks. It can lead to uncontrollable cravings for drugs or alcohol, even when the person knows it will have negative consequences. Addiction is not a choice, and it can happen to anyone, regardless of their age, race, gender, or socioeconomic status. In his memoir, Perry writes about how he began using drugs and alcohol at a young age. He turned to drugs and alcohol to cope with feelings of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. As he got older, his addiction worsened. He started using more drugs and alcohol, and he began to experience negative consequences, such as health problems, relationship problems, and financial problems. He eventually realized that he needed help. He went to rehab several times, but it wasn't until he was in his late 40s that he finally got sober.
Story Shot 2. Fear of abandonment can lead to addiction.
Fear of abandonment is a common fear among people with addiction. This fear can be rooted in childhood experiences, such as parental divorce or neglect, or it can develop later in life due to traumatic experiences such as abuse or betrayal. People with a fear of abandonment may turn to drugs and alcohol to cope with feelings of loneliness, emptiness, and unworthiness. Matthew Perry has struggled with a fear of abandonment since childhood. He writes about how his father left the family when he was young, and he felt like he had been abandoned. This fear contributed to his addiction, as he often turned to drugs and alcohol to cope with feelings of loneliness and emptiness. For example, Perry describes how he would drink heavily before going to parties, in the hope that it would make him feel more confident and less likely to be rejected. Perry's fear of abandonment also manifested itself in his relationships. He was often afraid of being left by his romantic partners, and he would sometimes engage in self-destructive behaviors in order to push them away before they could leave him first. For example, Perry describes how he would cheat on his girlfriends or start arguments with them, even though he knew that this would jeopardize the relationship. Perry's fear of abandonment was a major obstacle to his recovery. However, with the help of his friends, family, and therapist, he was able to overcome this fear and develop a healthy sense of self-worth. Perry now understands that he is worthy of love and acceptance, and he is no longer afraid of being abandoned. I think you actually have to have all of your dreams come true to realize they are the wrong dreams. Matthew Perry.
Story shot 3. Fame can lead to isolation, loneliness, and substance abuse.
Fame can be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it can bring wealth, success, and popularity. On the other hand, it can also lead to isolation, loneliness, and substance abuse. Perry struggled with isolation and loneliness after becoming famous. He felt surrounded by people who were only interested in him for his fame and money. This made him feel like he couldn't trust anyone. For example, Perry describes how he would often go to parties and events, but he would feel like he was on display rather than enjoying himself. He also describes how he would often be approached by people who only wanted to talk about his work or ask him for autographs. This made Perry feel like he wasn't being seen as a person, but rather as a celebrity. Perry's isolation and loneliness led him to turn to drugs and alcohol to cope. He writes about how he would drink heavily to numb his feelings and to feel more confident in social situations. However, Perry's drinking only made his isolation and loneliness worse. He began to push away his friends and family, and he became more and more dependent on drugs and alcohol. Perry's story is a reminder that fame does not protect people from isolation, loneliness, and addiction. In fact, these problems can be even more acute for celebrities, who are often surrounded by people who are not genuinely interested in them.
Story shot 4. Community is essential for recovery.
Recovery is a lifelong process, and it is important for people in recovery to have a strong support system. This support system can include friends, family, therapists, and other people in recovery. His friends and family played a crucial role in his recovery. They were always there for him, even when he was at his worst. Perry describes how his friends would often pick him up from rehab and take him to meetings. They would also check in on him regularly to make sure that he was doing okay. Perry also credits his fellow addicts in recovery with helping him to stay sober. They understood what he was going through, and they provided him with support and encouragement. He would often call his fellow addicts in recovery when he was feeling tempted to use drugs or alcohol. They would talk him through his cravings and help him to stay sober. Here are some specific examples of how Perry's support system helped him in recovery. His friends and family helped him to stay accountable. They would check in on him regularly and make sure that he was attending meetings and working his program. His fellow addicts in recovery provided him with understanding and support. They understood what he was going through, and they could offer him advice and encouragement. His therapist helped him to understand his addiction and to develop coping mechanisms. She also helped him to work through any underlying issues that may have contributed to his addiction. It is very odd to live in a world where if you died, it would shock people but surprise no one. Matthew Perry.
Story shot 5. Forgiveness is a key step in recovery.
Forgiveness is an important step in the recovery process. It allows people to let go of anger and resentment, which can help them to focus on their own healing. Matthew Perry writes about how forgiveness was a key step in his recovery. He had to forgive himself for his mistakes, such as the times he had lied, cheated, and stolen. He also had to forgive the people who had hurt him in the past, such as his father, who had abandoned him when he was young. Perry writes that forgiveness was not easy, but it was essential for his recovery. Here are some specific examples of how forgiveness helped Perry in recovery. Forgiving himself allowed him to stop beating himself up for his mistakes. He was able to accept that he had made mistakes, but that he was not a bad person. Forgiving the people who had hurt him allowed him to let go of his anger and resentment. He was able to realize that these people were not perfect, and that they had probably hurt him unintentionally. Forgiveness allowed him to focus on his own healing. He was no longer wasting his energy on anger and resentment. Instead, he could focus on getting better and living a healthy and fulfilling life.
This is the end of part one and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the StoryShots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the StoryShot. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.